Welcome to McAfee Coliseum in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jason Tyner. Batting second. The shortstop, Jason Bartlett. Batting third. The DH, Matt LaCroix. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Terry Tiffey. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Hines. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nick Punto. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Luis Rivas. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Baker. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Batting third. The center fielder, Mark Coetzee. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Batting sixth. The DH, Scott Hatteberg. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Kennedy. And now, play ball. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Bartlett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bartlett hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt LaCroix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LaCroix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall hits a line drive into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tiffey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Terry Tiffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tiffey hits a line drive towards third. Chavez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hines hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swisher. Hines reaches second base with a double. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez strikes out. One out. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Payton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Rivas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rivas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jason Tyner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tyner is 0-for-1 in the game. Tyner takes first base on ball 4. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tyner moves to second. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartlett takes first base on ball 4. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 0-for-1 in the game. LaCroix hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tyner moves to third. Bartlett moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it and throws to second for the out. Tyner scores. Bartlett moves to third. 2 outs. It's 2-0, Twins. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Bartlett scores. Morneau goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Terry Tiffey is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Tiffey is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiffey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher strikes out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Hines is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-1 in the game. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Punto. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Punto steals second. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rivas is 0-for-1 in the game. Rivas takes first base on ball 4. Juan Cruz now pitching. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tyner strikes out. 2 outs. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Bartlett is hit by the pitch. Punto moves to third. Rivas moves to second. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. LaCroix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaCroix hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Punto scores. Rivas scores. Bartlett moves to third. It's 6-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Coatse settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Coatse is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coatse is 0 for 1 in the game. Coatse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Payton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Terry Tiffy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tiffy is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiffy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuttier scores. It's 7-0, Twins. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Punto is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hatteberg moves to third. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tiffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatteberg tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-1, Twins. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Crosby moves to second. Jason Kendall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tyner. Kendall reaches second base with a double. Crosby scores. Ellis goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, Twins. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Coetzee is 0 for 2 in the game. Coetzee hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rivas is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rivas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tyner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tyner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rivas moves to second. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bartlett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Bartlett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt LaCroix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Rivas scores. Tyner moves to third. It's 8-3, Twins. Matt LaCroix batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. LaCroix is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. LaCroix takes first base on ball 4. Ron Flores now pitching. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morneau is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau strikes out. 2 outs. Jay Wiedisik now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cuttier is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cuttier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Payton. Cuttier reaches second base with a double. Tyner scores. LaCroix moves to third. It's 9-3, Twins. Terry Tiffey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tiffey is 0 for 3 in the game. Tiffey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first, with Wiedisik covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. J.C. Romero now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 2 in the game. Chavez strikes out. 1 out. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Payton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rivas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hatteberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chris Hines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hines is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hines takes first base on ball 4. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Punto strikes out. There goes Hines. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 1 out. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rivas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. Hines moves to third. 2 outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tyner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crosby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crosby hits a pop-up towards first. Morneau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tiffy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Romero fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Keiki Yabue now pitching. Jason Bartlett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bartlett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bartlett is hit by the pitch. Matt LaCroix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. LaCroix is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. LaCroix hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Coetzee. LaCroix reaches second base with a double. Bartlett moves to third. Mike Ryan pinch runs for Matt LaCroix. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Morneau for the out. One out. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 doubles and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cuttier is walked intentionally. Terry Tiffy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tiffy is 0-for-4 in the game. Tiffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to second for the out. Bartlett scores. Ryan moves to third. Two outs. It's 10-3, Twins. Chris Hines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hines is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8. With the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Twins. Adam Melhus pinch hits for Jason Kendall. Adam Melhus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melhus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Matt Watson pinch hits for Mark Coetzee. Matt Watson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Watson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0-for-3 in the game. Chavez hits a fly ball into left field. Tyner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Adam Melhus now catching. Matt Watson now playing left field. Jay Payton now playing center field. Santiago Carcilla now pitching. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Punto is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Punto strikes out. 1 out. Luis Rivas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rivas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rivas hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jason Tyner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Tyner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Juan Rincon now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Payton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Payton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rincon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hatteberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hatteberg strikes out. 2 outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crosby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crosby strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from McAfee Coliseum in Oakland.